Today is 15th of May. I have been in one of the combat units in the east of Ukraine for several days now. The path here lay through the once rich big cities in which tens and even hundreds of thousands of people lived. But now there is almost no one there. In Kramatorsk, for example, where about 160,000 people lived before the war and dozen large factories worked, now the streets are completely empty and only one open store with half-empty shelves left. People are leaving these lands en masse, fearing the coming of war. Many here remember year of 2014 very well, when the Russians briefly captured these cities and immediately established their own rules. They took away cars from local residents, settled in their houses and apartments, took away everything of value, and those who were dissatisfied were shot or sent to makeshift prisons arranged in basements. Even those who sympathized with the Russians and collaborated with the occupiers 8 years ago, now, after all the atrocities perpetrated by their insane army, are not at all eager to be on the territory controlled by Moscow. Therefore, people flee, leaving behind them empty, almost extinct cities. In recent days, the exodus has intensified. After it became clear that the Russians were defeated near Kharkiv, people are afraid that Moscow will throw all its forces into seizing the easternmost territories of Ukraine, bordering on parts of the Donetsk and Lugansk regions already occupied by it. The unit in which I am now is tasked with preventing the loss of these territories. Of course, this formation is not the only one here. There are many combat-ready brigades formed from professional military men, but there are also my comrades from the territorial defense, who voluntarily joined the army less than 3 months ago. For such fighters, training grounds are organized here, where exercises are held every day. Soldiers are taught how to fire a variety of weapons, including modern Western grenade launchers, combat tactics, and how to disarm the dastardly and dangerous traps that the Russians leave behind. For the Russians, this war is generally the apotheosis of cowardice. They deliberately shut down hospitals and schools, torture and execute civilians, rob and rape innocent people. And they also use forbidden methods of warfare with might and main. They mine children's toys, use the inhabitants of the occupied territories as human shields, and shut down medical vehicles. The doctors in the unit where I am now say that they are the number one targets for the Russians. Judging by the radio intercepts that the invaders are conducting among themselves, they command set them the task of killing doctors and destroying their transport. The logic of this order is absolutely cannibalistic. A dead medic will not be able to save the wounded soldiers. A destroyed evacuation vehicle will not take out those who need urgent medical care from the front line. That is, the losses will be very sensitive. We have to fight one of the most cruel and unprincipled opponents in the world, with deceitful and cowardly maniacs who fight against women and children, who commit war crimes at every turn, and worst of all, have no remorse for this.